In Michigan, we have an arsenic problem that's among the worst in the nation. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. This week, we're bringing you a special five-part series, Michigan's Silent Poison, in partnership with the Center for Public Integrity and the public radio show Reveal. If you're on city water, your drinking water has to comply with a federal regulation that limits the amount of arsenic in it. But if you're on a private well, the federal and state governments do not limit the amount of arsenic in your water. It's up to you to test your well and decide whether to treat it. Arsenic occurs naturally in rock, and it can get into groundwater. Michigan is one of a handful of states with unusually high arsenic concentrations in groundwater.
There are a number of counties in Michigan that have elevated levels of arsenic.
Sheridan Hack is a research hydrologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. She's got a map of Michigan in front of her. It's color-coded to show where there are wells with levels of arsenic higher than 10 parts per billion. That's the federal standard for what's considered acceptable in drinking water.
You can see that, you know, from that map, the red coloration tends to be focused in the thumb area, which is very high concentrations, greater than 100 micrograms per liter or so.
Counties in the thumb have the highest arsenic levels in Michigan, along with Oakland, Washtenaw, and Ingham counties. But counties throughout much of the Lower Peninsula have at least some wells that have between 10 and 50 parts per billion arsenic. So if you have well water in your home, you could be drinking arsenic above what the EPA considers acceptable. Sheridan Hack led a study of arsenic in Michigan wells. She says the highest arsenic level they recorded was 220 parts per billion. Data that Michigan Radio obtained from the state show at least one well has measured even higher than that. Experts who study arsenic say it sweeps through our bodies, affecting organ after organ.
To some extent, we're learning that no organ system goes untouched.
Joseph Graziano is a professor of environmental health sciences at the Mailman School of Public Health at Columbia University.
There's neurotoxicity, there's cardiovascular disease, there's some evidence of diabetes, there's a whole suite of cancers, lung cancer, bladder cancer, skin cancer.
He says emerging research is finding harmful effects from arsenic exposure at lower doses.
We're seeing associations with lower and lower exposure levels. And so are we concerned about the levels that we see in the United States? Absolutely, yes.
The Environmental Protection Agency has been working to update its health assessment of arsenic. The EPA released a draft report on cancer risks from arsenic in 2008. Michael Hansen is a senior scientist at Consumers Union.
They put out their draft, and that's where they determined that based on these new data, that arsenic, inorganic arsenic, is 17 times stronger as a carcinogen than they thought.
But that draft report from the EPA has never been finalized. David Heath from the Center for Public Integrity found that a single member of Congress delayed the EPA's assessment. Heath interviewed a lobbyist for two companies that sell a weed killer that contains arsenic. The lobbyist admitted that he pushed Congressman Mike Simpson of Idaho for the delay. Simpson acknowledged that he inserted language into a report attached to an appropriations bill, and that effectively forced the EPA to lift a ban on the weed killers. Now the EPA's final arsenic health assessment has been delayed for several more years. This story was reported in partnership with David Heath from the Center for Public Integrity. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.